Hello, my friends. I'm so glad that you're back with us as we learn how to pray better and to communicate with Jesus even better right now. Every session that we have, and this is our second prayer session together, every session that we have, standardize what you do. Go into your room, be in a quiet place, make sure that your phone is turned off, that you don't have anything that you're worried about for now. For the next 11 minutes, we're just going to focus on Jesus now. Very good. Take a good deep breath all the way in. Over time, every time you pray, take that really good deep breath, and every time your body will learn that as you take that good breath, it is time to focus on Jesus now. Very good. Really good deep breath all the way in. And as you take that really good deep breath, go ahead and close your eyes now. We're going into our inside world as we begin to fully relax every part of our bodies now. Very good. Another really good deep breath all the way in. And think about the muscles in your feet, in your calves, and your thighs, and any tension that you might have in any part of your calves or in your legs, just let that just go completely relaxed now. No tension at all. Completely slack. Very good. Another really good deep breath all the way in. Think about the muscles in your stomach and in your chest, and any tension that you might have in the core of your body, in your chest or in your stomach, just let that go, just completely relaxed. No tension at all, completely slack right now. Excellent. Another really good deep breath all the way in. Think about the muscles in your hands, in your forearms, your biceps and shoulders, and any tension that you have in any part of your arms, just let that just go completely slack right now. No tension at all, just a limp. Excellent. Another really good deep breath, all the way in. Think about the muscles in your neck. Even when we roll your neck around, we keep a lot of tension in our necks. Just let that roll. That's why when we were kids, they always said to bow your head and close your eyes. When you bow your head, you relax your muscles in your neck. And when you close your eyes, the back part of our brain, our occipital lobes, begins to slow down, and our brain begins to produce more powerful waves of electricity. Very good. Another really good deep breath all the way in. I want you to think about the muscles in your jaws, your cheeks, your lips, around your eyes, your forehead, and your scalp, and any tension that you have in any of your facial muscles. Just let that go slack right now. No tension at all. Completely limp. Very good. And every time you practice this, you get more skilled at this. Easier and easier to go into this more focused state of attention where we're focusing on developing a deeper and deeper relationship with Jesus. Very good. Another good deep breath all the way in. I want you to scan yourself from the very top of your head, down through your facial muscles, down your neck, down your arms, down your chest and stomach, down through your thighs and calves, and any tension that you have goes all the way down through the very bottom of your feet. It's what we call going into our inside world. We shut off our external world. We go inside to pray. We're going inside our prayer closet now. Part of what we're learning is to develop our inner vision. The eyes that we see when our eyes are closed. The visions that we can see. The pictures that we can see in developing our right side of our brain. As we learn the right way to pray. Take another really good deep breath all the way in. And I want you to think about a time you're at the beach. when you go to the beach, there's some things you might notice. First is the water. You can see the waves as they're gently lapping onto the shore. And perhaps you can notice how the sun glitters off of those waves. And you look at the sand, and it's that beautiful, white, kind of yellowish-colored sand. And maybe as you look out over the ocean, you can see some of the waves as they're rolling in. And you look up into the sky, and there's that beautiful blue sky with those cotton candy clouds. They're just beautiful cumulus clouds that look like cotton balls. And perhaps you can see those. And you may notice over there as you look, you may notice those. There's that V formation of those pelicans as they're going down the ocean there. And perhaps as you look down on that beach, you can see the kids as they're digging in the sand in their little red buckets and having so much fun. You may be able to feel the sun as it's warming your skin. It's just not too hot. It's just right. It feels just wonderful. And as you're looking out at that water, you can feel the slight wind on your face, perhaps. And as you're looking out that water, you notice that there's a sailboat way out there. And it's coming in towards the shoreline. And there's a man standing up in that little sailboat. And it gets closer and closer, and you can see that he's wearing this white robe. And as he gets even closer, you begin to distinguish his features, and you can see his eyes, and you can see he's got a brown beard. And he seems to be looking directly at me. And as he gets closer and closer to the shoreline, you can see he's getting visibly even more excited, and he just seems so happy. And as he gets even closer, he's almost to the shore, and you realize who this is. It's Jesus. And he doesn't wait till the sailboat gets all the way into the shore, but he jumps out of that and walks on that water. Those last 10 or 15 feet. Comes up to you. It just gives you the biggest hug. And he just says, "Oh, it's so great to see you. I love you so much." And you can just feel these waves of love coming from him. Just like the waves in that ocean. It just gives you that biggest hug and just says, "I'm so glad that you're spending time with me." And he takes you by the hand and he walks you down that beach and you see this beautiful carved bench. And he motions to sit down and y'all sit down together. And he's just right there with you. And as you've got Jesus right there with you, just tell him, "Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for this day. Thank you, Jesus, that I'm here and you decided to come and spend time with me. Thank you for your power. Thank you for your majesty. And you're so awesome. Lord, I know I've done plenty of bad things, and I still do bad things. I'm sorry for that, Jesus." He looks at you and nods. He says, "I know all about it, son." And as you're there with Jesus right now, I want you just to tell him, what are you worried about? Usually that comes into one of three things. Either it's a money situation. Maybe your car's having a problem, or your computer, you just don't know how are you going to make the financial things. You're so worried about that. Or maybe it's a health situation that you or a friend of yours, maybe a loved one's, is facing with right now. And you're just so consumed with worry over that. Or maybe it's a relationship thing. You just used to be so close to them, but now that relationship is just tense. And you just that doesn't feel right. But whatever it is that you're worried about, I just want you to give that to Jesus now. Just tell Jesus, just look over him and say, listen, Lord, I'm so tired of worrying about this stuff. I've tried my best and I just can't do it. And just please, Jesus, just take this from me. Just give it to Jesus now. I don't know if you got the memo, kids, but he's a lot smarter than us and he is still in the miracle working business. So just give it to Jesus. Let him deal with it. Just give it to him. And I want you to think again about that friend of yours that you know is not a Christian. He needs Jesus. They need Jesus. And as you got Jesus right there, and I think about that person right now, I just want you to ask Jesus, and I want you to pretend that he's answering you back. Just pretend. Use your own voice inside your head and just pretend that Jesus is answering you back. And I want you to ask Jesus, Jesus, what's the first thing I should do to reach my friend for you? And pretend Jesus is answering you back. With your own voice inside your own head, he may say, you've got to show him love. You've got to love him unconditionally. That thing that they do that irritates you, you just got to drop that. Don't let it bother you anymore. He may tell you, you need to send them a note. Just give them a call. Just ask them how they're doing. When you have an idea of what Jesus is telling you, the first thing you should do to reach that person, I want you just to nod your head. I know exactly what you're talking about now, Jesus. Just give it to him. And as you spend this time with Jesus there at the beach, know that any time that you're stressed out, any time that you're worried, you can always go back to that beautiful beach. Or perhaps your favorite place is by a lake or a river, and you can see the green trees and hear the birds and feel that gentle place. But wherever it is that you feel at home, you feel at peace, where you feel completely happy, Jesus is there already. And take that time to build that location in your mind now. That place where you and Jesus can sit down and have a conversation. And the more that you practice this, the more it will become even more real. Now, as you develop a deeper and deeper relationship with Jesus. Jesus, we just thank you for our time together. We thank you for your spending time with us. We so love you, Lord. And we thank you for giving us the best day ever. Amen, baby. Give it up for Jesus. Give him a clap because, man, he is awesome and he's only getting better every day, and just like you. Prayer is a skill. It's a skill, and the more that you practice, the more this becomes real and the more fundamentally changed you become in your life as you give this time to Jesus every day. Spend that 11 minutes. Have an 11 with Jesus every day, right before you go to sleep, right after you wake up. That's when your brain is the most likely to really get into this. Spend that time getting to know Jesus. It's awesome. I look forward to seeing you soon. Love you. Bye.